Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily. Yeah. What's going on with him? Hey, so what's going on with Apollo? Yeah. And has he had a tramadol? I know he's got meloxicam. Yeah, okay. And what dose of meloxicam have you given him? Cool. And how much of the tramadol did you give him?
Mind if I distill some meloxicam? Isn't it 0.01 if it's okay?
0.07 of the
Oh, it
tramadol?
was a big spender then.
Okay, and on the little jar of tramadol, what milligram does it have on it?
Thanks. I'll stick it before I open the other one.
Are you doing an implant or something?
So it should on the label, it should have the name, should have tramadol suspension, and then does it say 10 mg per mil? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm just trying to. No, you're all good. You're all good. I'm just double checking all of my doses and everything like that, so that's all good. Can I pop you on hold for a moment, please? Thanks.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please...
Hi, thank you so much for holding. So I just had a chat to a vet. No, the meloxicam does not cause drowsiness. So it's most likely the cold weather and the medications are all kicking in. Like the meloxicam can complement the tramadol with the anti-inflammatory and pain relief. So they can, it might just, it sounds like, you know, that's just all kicking in and he's more comfortable. So the other thing we wanted to know is, when did he last have a bowel movement? This morning. Okay, perfect. Because the other concern was potentially if he was constipated, that would be causing him that lethargy, sort of looking uncomfortable, but he's passed this morning, so that we can rule that out. So just keep him under the heat, leave him alone for today, just don't handle him. Keep him under his heat lamp and keep him nice and toasty. And yeah, if you notice like he's open mouth breathing, he's gasping, he's tremoring, anything like that, just give us a ring back. But the meloxicam doesn't cause that side effect. No, that's okay. Take care.